So sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I love her, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just trying to make all these things clear in case you forgot. My assumption is you won't hear this, but so I'm going to let you know about what's happened recently. So at least it's been said, even though I'm guessing you never hear it. There have been issues with Rapid RMS, and that has caused has rippled down to me, and it's caused a bit of issue financially. But continuing to strive because, you know, I just think this Leviticus 19 thing is still applicable, so I'm still trying to live it. Obviously, you know, that's the Bible. I understand that's a passé book in most institutional churches. But other things have been transpiring, and been trying to dialogue with numerous people because I guess it's pointless to go into. But I've also done secondary things of seeking employment elsewhere. And suddenly today, a bunch of things came through. So things might change if I have to go that route. That should be resolved by next week. But you see, one of the problems with the software world, it's basically funded by those who want to control others. And I don't want to do that. So there are issues, you know, because again, I know Leviticus 19 is Old Testament. Nobody cares about that anymore, but I believe it. And I'm trying to live it. Just like I'm trying to live loving my wife. But, and also proclaim that the scripture is true, not the Talmud, that your dad still will not indicate whether or not he rejects it or not. Obviously, he's going by somebody uses that a reference. So I assume that all this stuff means nothing to my family, and that concerns me greatly because I love them. Dorothy Jane, I love you.